I'm glad that's not part of the recording.
I don't know what mine called in. I don't know.
Oh, God damn it. That's
right. We were still paused for editing.
I'll get rid of it. All right, you have some more.
I do.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. We're back.
You're back.
Unpause.
Bad advice again, right? Luke telling...
It's Rose, bad advice, Luke. Stop
smiling. Yeah.
Just stop talking.
I didn't say a word.
All right, go ahead.
Luke telling grown people therapy is important. It's silly to me that adults can think a therapist can cure all their issues and don't have any responsibility or accountability in their own life.
Okay.
Whoa.
I don't think Luke says that.
So let me go off on him. Let me go off. Okay. Yeah, so people that should just have plenty of... Because people have a lot of issues. It doesn't matter how old you're. It doesn't mean 20, 30, 40, 50. There's a lot of people with a lot of fucking issues. And when they don't work out those issues, they do a lot of stupid shit. So all I'm saying is, hey, therapy is never going to provide you with all the answers. Therapy can merely provide you the tools to work through the shit that you have and try to become a better person. That's all it is.
Yeah, this person obviously doesn't know what a therapist does.
Right?
Shouldn't we as an adult learn how to figure out our problems? When is going to a therapist just habitual and... you know, a waste of time?
I don't think a lot of people go to therapy until they're adults. Because they haven't been taught how to deal with their issues. That's why therapists exist.
Well, okay, fine. That's fair. How long do you continue to go to therapy and not deal with your issues as an adult? If I don't deal with my issues with anger, like that person said, I go out, I kill someone... No one's gonna say, "Oh, well, he should have, we should let him go because you know he's not worked through his issues."
No, you are always responsible for your actions.
Okay, so
always.
So.
Now, if you choose not to deal with your issues and then you go and do something, you are responsible for that. I will never say, like, "Oh, this person grew up in these circumstances, therefore they're not responsible." I will never say
so
that.
So again. When is you just going to therapy a waste of time?
I mean,
to when it's...
You want me to give it a blanket answer? It's like, you got to figure that out for yourself. Yeah. I'm just saying it's a tool that can be used. And it's not going to solve it's not going to help everyone.
Okay.
Because a lot of it is initiative. Like, yeah, if you go to therapy and you don't actively engage in it, it's not going to do anything for you. If you don't want to improve your life and not merely just want, if you don't take the active steps to improve your life... you're never going to get better. And also, now, so I think some people can fall in that trap where they don't do anything.
Go ahead, Jamal.
Also, if you're that against people going to therapy, you probably need to go to therapy yourself.
I was thinking
like, there's
the
no
thing.
Reason why you should be that fucking angry about people going to therapy.
Yeah.
I want to say, like, therapy is so that people can have accountability and responsibility in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So that they can learn how to take
I feel like everyone who has never been to therapy is always like, oh, you guys just think this magician is going to fix it. No, it's literally like sitting in front of a mirror and admitting to yourself all the ways your decisions have fucked over your life,
mm-hmm.
and how you don't repeat them. Like, it's like so much self-reflection. It's just funny when people
and stop. Self-reflection.
So, but how long?
It varies per person.
If you're 25 and you're still going to therapy at 35, like that's just.
But are you going once a week or are you going every few months to check in because you like your therapist and you want to make
so when you check so in,
you
what
are
you checking on, dude?
Some people will have debilitating anxiety forever. Some people are bipolar or have depression. Like, it's different per person. Some people
keeps them on track.
Yeah.
So you know you have bipolar disorder, and
you're probably
will
have a therapist that you probably meet regularly to make sure that you're just on track. You're working on the.
Okay. It's like going to a trainer. For working out. Maybe you don't see him all the time.
Are you doing the exercises at home that you should be doing?
Are you doing the exercises correctly so you don't hurt yourself?
Like someone who's like bipolar or like manic depressive, there's like, it's different. There's other people who go to therapy because they are in bad spots in life and they just are overwhelmed and can't see how to better themselves. So they go to therapy for a little while and work those out, and then they don't go again. Like, it really is different for everybody. I think if you're someone who needs to go once a week to therapy for the rest of your life, like, that's an issue. You shouldn't need to go that frequent forever. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, I just think it's like, you get to a point where you get, if someone's bipolar and they're going to a therapist to, I guess, check in or whatever like that, are they doing the correct exercises? Why haven't you figured out how to do the correct exercises? Well,
bipolar is it's a disease.
It's their brain.
But you're getting medication for that.
Yes,
but it's
how your brain is made.
It's one half of the equation. Anyone that, well, it's like, you know, we say on this podcast, you know, you don't just want to be medicated. And I've always, you know, medication can help. But it's not the only answer. If all you do is go, yeah, I need some antidepressants, you're not really, like, you might improve, but the odds are you're not going to do as well if you didn't also go to therapy.
And you don't want to be on this medication forever either. So, like, you go to therapy so you can get off of it, right?
Not always. I mean, sometimes some people need some to be on medication. So I'll also say, if that person that has bipolar in this specific situation goes weekly and their life is better than if they weren't going to therapy, why is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing, but like...
But you're saying, you know, it's a negative if they never stop therapy, is your point.
No, I think at some point, if you haven't figured out your shit...
What if their shit is going to...
Therapy is you just paying someone the money.
What if...
So I've been to therapy as a child, right? Mm-hmm. I was in therapy as a child because I was running around in class and I just was hyper, whatever the case
was. Yeah.
So I went for like a year or whatever. I specifically remember that shit. It didn't... I don't remember learning anything from it. Mm-hmm. Just this person sitting there asking me a question and I would just be telling them about my day and stuff like that. I spoke with other people who have went to therapy. It's similar to that. It sounds like people are going to therapy and just kind of ranting about whatever they've done in their life. To me personally, after a while, that's fine for maybe a couple of months. But like, if you're just going to therapy and you're telling this person about your day, like, how is this person after a while just, you know, helping you?
As if that is in benefiting their life and making their life better, there's nothing wrong there's nothing wrong with that. If that, if there, that's their choice,
there's nothing wrong with a placebo if it works.
I think it definitely is a red flag after a while.
But it depends on why you're going though. Like, it just depends. There's different kinds of therapies and different kinds of therapists. Like, they're not all one and the same.
You can do different types, and maybe
we're talking about the same. We're talking about the same therapist.
Maybe it's the wrong therapist.
Yeah, but like somebody.
If you're not making progress, maybe you need a new therapist.
Every therapist that I've seen, the goal is to not be seen as much.
Mm-hmm. Every good therapist.
I've never been to a therapist that's like, okay, can't wait to see you once a month for the rest of your life. It's like, okay, how can I give you tools where you can proceed in your normal life and not feel overwhelmed by the issues you struggle with? How can you learn to see signs and make better decisions and things like that? Like, most therapists don't expect to see you forever. But someone who is like bipolar or has a chemical imbalance that is going to affect them and can potentially get worse as they age, like, that's a different scenario where that person probably does need it more. But like, I don't know. It just...
Everyone has a different normal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm right there with... I am right there with you because I was the same way when I was younger, and I was told to go see a therapist, and I pretty much got the same attitude you got, where, like, I sat with the person, I asked them questions when they asked me questions, and I was like, this person isn't anything like me. This therapy is pointless. And for a long time, I had that idea in my head that, like, oh, you don't need a therapist, you just need to talk to your friends or, like, go to a bar and fucking talk to people. And it wasn't until I got
concert.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Get it out. Just mosh that shit out.
Rage it out.
Yeah. But some people do need the guidance that a therapist gives you. And yeah, maybe certain people don't need to go for the rest of their life, but some people do need somebody to check in. Like, hey, what this new challenge came in my life. What tools can you give me to help me through this part of your life?
Because we're not doing the same. That's the problem I have. When you're a grown adult, and we have to move on, but when you're a grown adult, you're going to another grown adult and you're saying, hey, how can you fix me? How can you help me with these challenges? Because I just feel like as an adult, you should be trying to learn how to fix your own fucking problems.
You're not asking or whatever the therapist issues to fix you. You're asking
that's what he said. That's not what he said.
No. He said, what tools can you give me?
Why are you asking for tools from another person? You're a grown adult.
So what, you'd rather have him go to the bookstore and look up tools? Or
why not? Maybe.
So it's just read different. A
book. Not everyone learns.
People learn in different ways, exactly.
Well, no, I would say not everyone learns at the same pace, too.
Maybe I can accept that.
You can also get tunnel vision where you're looking at something through one lens and having somebody give you another perspective gives you a point of view that you didn't even think of.
Well, thank God for Tamika, because if I need another perspective, the first person I call is Tamika, and she gives me a great perspective.
Maybe she's your therapist.
Oh.
That's a weird... She's advised me on some weird stuff then. Go ahead, Jessica.
That's what therapists do, I'm pretty sure. The Man Up conversation was probably the most flaming show I've heard on the podcast.
Ooh, the most flaming.
Women telling men how they were raised and how they should be raised.
Silly women.
That was slightly inflaming. Inflaming is like mad, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was game.
The more Michaela is on the podcast, the better she gets. But sometimes she'd be in the background saying some wild shit like, what she just said?
Planting Easter eggs.
Wait, I caught the last part of that. Oh, but go ahead. I'll go back and listen to the podcast.
And then another one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jessica saying there's nothing wrong with young girls being attracted to older men. This was very early in guys' podcast days, but that stuck with me because no woman would ever walk this earth and say it's okay for older men to be attracted to younger women.
When did you ever say that?
I don't know. I feel like it must have said, like, in society says it's okay.
Oh, I don't remember you ever saying that.
I don't know. It says it's very early.
Oh, you mean like one bedroom apartment, Charles?
It was probably like Cody.
Kelly's the one that wrote that in. All right.
No, I meant like back during that.
Yeah.
I don't even remember any of those.
Yeah, me neither. They're still up, though. God damn, they're still up. Something that I'd like to point out is I think it's hard for women, especially feminists, to hear how men experience women in the world, especially when Jessica talks about them. When men give their experiences, women act as if the world is a lie and everything is in simulation. That's why I believe all the opinions the women give on the podcast are crazy. Except Michaela. Seems like she ain't saying nothing crazy to stir the pot. She stays safe.
Well.
Also, y'all spelled Michaela's name wrong so badly.
So many different
names.
Well, nobody's ever spelled it out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fair. This one's like M-A-K-A.
I have a friend who spells Michaela. It that way.
Oh, really?
Michaela. I have two Michaela friends, and they spell them completely different.
Michaela.
Oh, yeah. And you also are saying Michaela.
She's not here, so, you know.
Michaela.
Her name is Michaela.
All right.
She is your Kayla.
Next, Jessica.
No, I read them all.
You all read them all? All right. I got a couple more. Here's another one with Michaela's name, and this one's M-A-K-Y-L-A.
That's a white spelling, according to
you. Yeah.
I have more of a question, and this is the first time I've ever written, so don't be mean. No.
Have you listened to the podcast?
I know, right? My question is for Michaela and Jessica. Why aren't there many women in high leadership roles voted in for president, things of that nature? Do you feel there's a system actively trying not to have women in these roles? I don't even know.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't even want to.
Absolutely. Yes.
People aren't voting for women.
Well, I don't think it's a system. It's a cultural thing. Because it's other countries have women.
Wait, but there's not a bunch of women running.
Our country is not as progressive as we pretend we are.
Agreed. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Correct. Yeah, but like it's not like a bunch of women are running for office, so you can't vote
because they
for
don't
them
have
anyway.
The prospects.
Okay, have you looked at Congress? Who the hell would want to run and go over there?
Yeah, but you
they're
can't,
psychotic at this point.
Yeah, but you can't complain about not having women there if women don't want to run.
There are women who run, but there are more men, and just people don't. Want
to
vote for women.
Yeah, but we shouldn't vote for women because they're women. Let's just agree on that.
We should vote on the issues. And what I think we should do is have blind elections where we don't know, we only know what the candidates
I kind of agree
are.
With you.
We don't know who the candidates are.
I agree with you on that.
Election.
I agree with you on that because then people can't use stupid shit to use to vote. I 100% agree with that.
I mean, I feel like would solve our country.
But then how do you weed out the liars who end up getting into Congress because they lied about everything?
They're all going to lie regardless.
They lie anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just saying.
But I will say this. If you have to change the voices, because someone's going to hear a female voice like, oh, fuck no.
So only Prince.
Only everybody's,
like
everybody's voice is Prince.
And we have to change all the...
So they'd wear mascot outfits and then like when they got elected, they just take it up.
The mass singer. Yeah. The mass politician.
This is a great idea. I'm taking this to the top, guys.
Please do.
I'm taking this to the top, guys.
Those would be great.
We know at the top.
I know Trump.
Yeah.
He's on Truth Social now.
I'm on Truth. Dude, you know what? Is that a real thing? Like, someone told me about that.
Well,
the other day.
He just went public, and people are buying the stock because they're stupid.
Oh god!
I don't know if I'd buy the stock, but I might actually check it out if it's an actual real thing.
It's been real since like 2020. Yes. Or like after, yeah, because after he got kicked off Twitter.
All right, here we go. The next one. Something that I'd like to point out. Oh, I've already sent this one. Sorry. Jessica gives horrible advice.
You already read that one.
Yeah, I read that one.
Stop targeting Jessica.
Sorry. I remember everyone, I used to be everyone's favorite, and then I just stopped filtering myself.
Trying to shame men into not going overseas to look for a traditional wife. That's why men shouldn't listen to the advice of the women on the podcast.
We already did this one.
Yeah, no, we haven't.
No, it's a different take.
It's a different, oh, okay.
Yeah, let me just stay in West Hollywood having to compete with movie stars and women with nonsensical high standards.
I mean, travel.
Yeah.
Go to Wyoming. Those are probably lots of lonely women in Wyoming.
There are no women in Wyoming. There are
no women
there are
at
none.
All.
It's just a clan of
women.
There's no women.
Oh, was I just completely wrong on this?
No,
don't listen to me.
They imported Mormons.
That's Utah.
Like Handmaid's Tale.
No.
Oh, come on.
The Mormons are in Utah.
No, there's some in Wyoming. We talk
probably
about.
Some, but like not
there's,
as many.
There's a no, I won't say there's a lot, but there's
why were you in Wyoming?
I know.
Right?
I mean I go to Wyoming for the hiking.
I drove past there and we stopped.
Oh, was that was a mistake.
Yeah, it was a very bad mistake. Because they do not get black people.
I'm sure you got looks.
Yeah.
This is when my dreads were real long.
No.
The kids were like tugging at parents. All right. My problem with this podcast is
that's not what we asked for.
My problem with this podcast is not necessarily the advice, but what's being said. Men and women come at things from a different avenue, and when men try to tell women what they should do. Or women try to tell men what to do, it's all out of whack. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Cool, you do you.
Do okay. You, yeah.
The advice is bad because I don't take advice.
You didn't send us that.
The problem is, I don't listen. And that's all.
some people, I think, just...
I think that was a troll.
They definitely took... I sent you stuff.
Yeah, all the women trying to convince me that trans women are women, yet have an issue with seeing a penis in the locker room. Delusional.
All right, next. I won't respond to that because... I sort of agree.
This is supposed to be about advice, not just...
I know. Advice? What? The women on the podcast wanting traditional male behaviors that come from the patriarchy, yet complain about the patriarchy. I do my best to respect women, but women are definitely delusional. And the problem with this as a man is when you consistently come across it, you start to mistake their delusion for stupidity. I guess it's hard for me to understand the advice from women when it's contradictory on different episodes.
That's fair.
I mean, we're delusional. Why would we be consistent?
All right, next, Jessica.
Jamal and Charles spoke about incidents where they were young that helped them become more of a man. And I believe every young boy should go through that. Controversial opinion, I believe bullying and jonesing are things that are shamed but should be brought back. Telling children and young kids that they're always right or giving them trigger warnings is what's really stunting their growth. So thank you guys for speaking on it.
Jonesing is talking shit, right?
I thought jonesing was when you're like longing for something.
Well, because, really, because
well, there's,
if
yeah.
Say, if you say, I'm going to jones you.
People say that.
That's a black
Southern thing, man.
I know, like, if you're jonesing for, like it, that's like an addict is, like,
yeah.
Jonesing
yeah,
for,
I,
like, for
I
another hit.
That one.
It's a Midwest thing. Y'all are on some Midwest time.
And we are in the Midwest.
Yeah. Where you think you at?
Georgia.
He thinks we're in the Middle
so
East.
So you didn't learn just geography?
No. No, he just, like, he just gave me a book. The mere fact of all the women, especially Jessica, not grasping the phrase across the board, I started foaming at the mouth and stuttering at the mere fact of them talking about equality being not being across the board, and it just made me sick. Okay.
I think you need a rabies shot.
Yeah, maybe he's just sick.
I had a stroke. Next. Saying implied consent matters when engaging in sex, even if the person doesn't verbally say no. Women just need to admit they want the destruction of men.
Implied, yeah, I'm with the patriarchy.
Implied consent. I can't remember.
Implied
that.
Consent.
I think... Go ahead.
I don't know. I think that, like...
Was that one of the ones where... The person was asleep and they thought it was one person coming in the room?
I feel like it was like a, well, I didn't say no, but I feel really uncomfortable. What do I do?
Oh, yeah. So someone, like, it's like implied consent, meaning I feel uncomfortable. You should know I feel uncomfortable by, you know...
Like, I never said we would do this, but they, I don't know.
I've had that situation recently.
You gotta use your words.
Yeah, use your
words.
Wait,
really?
Oh, yeah.
Off air.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to hear.
If he's gonna share.
I was like, we were bowling, you know, we make out, and then we go to another bar, we make out a little bit, and then she just kind of like, I don't know if she just like sobered up, and then she was like, done, and I'm just like, she didn't say anything.
She just walked off.
And then I got a text letter saying, yeah, someone said you made them uncomfortable. And it's like, well, that was the only person I interacted with, so.
Wait, this is from the meetup?
Mm-hmm.
God, I say always stay away from girls in the meetup.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, I've always said this since the day I joined that meetup. Stay away from girls in the meetup because those, I'm not trying to be funny. You want to talk about people having like issues and needing to go to therapy? All those people in those meetups need to do that shit. Something is wrong with all those people in that meetup. I'm telling you.
Which is why they're in the meetup. They
yes.
Have
yes.
Wait, though.
I'm not a normal person.
Now. Not our
This can't
you're
be
the only normal.
No, that's what I asked too.
Okay. No, unless like, you unless you've gone to the event, you know.
Well, no, not so.
Oh no, I still enjoy going.
What I'm asking is, the person that you were making out with said that you made them uncomfortable.
After, well, no, not after to me, she, to someone in the leader of the group.
But after she made out with you at multiple locations.
Yes.
Did you drag her to that location?
No, we drove separately. Well, because like we were all we were bowling and then we went to a bar.
Like you weren't in a situation where she was like, oh god, I'm in a car with him, blah blah blah, I'm too drunk, like
no,
she fully made the decision.
Well yeah, because like we were at the bar and the plan was to go, we were at bowling, then the plan was to go to a bar.
Sounds like that chick's got that's more issues right than you.
Yeah, I feel like you dodged a bullet.
Finally, I found someone.
I do want to say this, and this is still not your fault, mm-hmm. but men have to have an overly social awareness about them.
We do.
Someone that definitely has that. Mm-hmm. I'm someone who definitely has, who's very socially aware and picks up on social cues very, very quickly when it comes to women.
Well, I think I
because women are always complaining about some fucking shit.
Well, so I think I just got confused because, like, you know, we were like hitting it off, and then like kind of like towards the end of the night, like a switch flipped, and then she was like wasn't talking to me. I was like, what the fuck happened?
Yeah, like
so then I was trying to like, I was like, hey, are you into me? And I'm like,
How old was she?
28.
I was gonna give her like
a pass for she was younger.
Yeah, because she was younger, but
oh, you know me, I'm always going after those 18.
Women are like that though. Say one thing and it'll
completely
flip their entire opinion of you.
Yeah,
with men, like if you say something, you'd be like, oh man, that's fucked up. But we'll still hang out.
Yeah, the reason why band started was because of some shit like that. I told two girls after we had like a meetup, I was like, you know, like, hey, thanks for coming, it was great to see you, this and that, blah blah blah, you know come out to another one, and they told people that I was harassing them.
Yep.
And then from that point on, I stopped hosting in that particular meetup, and I mean most people don't remember, but like I literally gradually started like moving the meetup stuff to band. Because I was like, I'm not dealing with like a bunch of these, you know, weirdo meetup people. We gotta move on though, stupid hoes.
Bad advice. Back to the bad advice. Saying drag brunch with kids is okay. You're trying to normalize it, and believe me, if that dare comes in my town, it'll get squashed immediately.
I'm glad I said squash immediately, because I thought I was gonna say like some guns popping or some shit. Okay, sure, sir.
Just don't go.
Right.
You know, like
don't take your kid to drag.
I'm gonna preface this. So this next one is saying Jessica telling trans women that they're actually women, saying it's okay for trans women to use the same bathroom as me. You're sick. I'm a social worker, and any child who comes in 10 years and up has to be asked their gender identity and expression. This is sick, and people like you are part of the problem. I very rarely say things about trans people. I, like, often am not saying a lot when those conversations come up. Just because I'm still, like, learning about trans people, and I'm just, like, I don't know. I don't think I'm not outspoken about it.
To be fair, I think you did say.
Chelsea says it all the time.
Yeah, Chelsea might.
And
yeah.
I agree with Chelsea and about like people can be who they want to be. I think that like a kid's and the whole like gender identity, I don't think that children should be given things to change their gender. Not in their sex, actually.
At a certain age.
When they're children.
Yeah.
I think that when you are an adult and you can make these decisions for yourself, then it becomes like a, that's fine for you. But I don't think the whole thing with like children is a completely different, like trans children is a different conversation. And I don't believe that we should be enabling children in that way. I don't.
Were they talking about children or adults?
They said both. I also think that bathrooms, like, if you're a trans woman and you're using a bathroom, like, that's on you. That's fine. No one who's trans is going into a bathroom attacking people.
Back in the Roman days, there was only one bathroom.
Actually, they had two bathrooms.
I thought I'm going to be honest.
They did share a poop stick.
It's okay. Unfortunately, I know what that is. But I will say, like, I think locker rooms, men and women should share.
I don't think
men and women should share bathrooms. Well, okay, you know what?
What's the difference?
Well, no, a locker room, you're changing clothes. Yeah.
I don't think you should share locker rooms. I don't want to share a locker room with you.
Why?
Because you're smelly.
My body's beautiful, thank you very much.
I use Zest, ma'am.
Listen, it worked in Starship Troopers, so why shouldn't it work in regular life?
Also, women's bathrooms stink worse than men's. Yeah,
women's bathrooms are nasty.
You have blood on the floor.
Okay, that's true.
All right, we're going to move on. Next, Jessica.
Man, you guys had an intense rape story, and Jamal says some crazy shit like, try to find a Dom sub relationship. What the fuck?
We told you not to take her advice.
It might be terrible advice, but it was a really... I don't remember the story.
I do remember.
We all told you it was bad advice.
No, I agreed with him. No, I was on Jamal's side.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. Everybody was against Jamal on this one. I don't think you're remembering. You're not remembering it right.
I think I remember right.
Jamal was telling a rape victim.
Yes.
To get a dom.
Because she said after the fact that, like, that's what she had fantasies about.
Because of the rape.
And he said to go and explore that and try
Are
to become.
Are you insane? Are you insane? Okay, you know, move on. That's insane. Luke.
That is.
But the person is saying, I'm still not right. I'm still. Very wrong.
Let me say
I am very wrong.
No, Jamal, you're right.
Advice, and you should not take my advice. But the person was like trying to reach out, and she was saying, was it she or he?
She
was saying that, like, I had this experience. It was bad, but I keep having these sexual fantasies of that moment. So I'm just looking at it through a different lens, a different perspective. If that's something that you keep fantasizing and want to explore, but you want to do it safely, then there are avenues. But it's still terrible
advice. It's horrible advice. All right, Jessica, I think you got some more. I'm going to read one first, but I sent you some more. A man wrote in saying he only got girl when he became an asshole, so he stopped being nice and decided to ask him what he was doing in his nice phase. There's so much hate on the red pill pickup artist community, but this is something they always speak about. Men, stop being nice and be an asshole and you'll get more girls. Literally proved in her exchange with everyone that nice guys lose. So even when Charles talks about being an asshole, is he wrong? One thing I've noticed listening to this podcast is if you sit women down to have these convos and you dig deep, the truth about modern dating comes to the surface.
I'd agree.
Yeah.
Table gets flipped.
Bro, this is lots of O's. The greatest advice I've ever heard on the podcast. Hey, we asked for the worst advice, kids. The greatest advice I've ever heard on this podcast was to the ladies. Don't date if you have anxiety, depression, always thinking you can be a victim. You're saving men's lives, Charles.
Mm-hmm. He just put a cape on.
Chelsea thinking it's okay to make out with a dude at a bar, be surprised he wants to take it further, and then be surprised again when he gets pissed at her when she shuts him down. And then Jessica says, can we teach men to not stick their fingers down women's pants, but thinks it's completely fine for women to kiss random guys at a bar? You see, this is why I think Jessica is a radical feminist.
Because totally radical, dude.
She was so ready to hold him responsible, but let the women skate free. Referring back to your previous podcast, this is why men and women don't respect each other. Thank you for putting that reference back, sir. I didn't know what you were talking about.
Okay, but to be clear, I also was giving a scenario of when I was younger and, like, just didn't know. Those are things that I don't.
But you did argue like why you shouldn't be, why you shouldn't do that.
What? No, but that's what I'm saying. My argument, like the way that I feel, is you shouldn't be making out with strangers in a bar and then be shocked when they want to sleep with you. I was giving an example of when I was like 19. I probably shouldn't have even been in the bar and was naive to those things and didn't know. For the record, I don't think that's okay. I think you should keep your mouth to yourself. And don't put it on strangers.
Kissing is different than sticking your hands on.
Yes.
No, it is. I agree.
I feel like in a bar, like in a club, if you're going to be that audacious to like make out with a stranger, it's very fair game to be like, oh, she's coming home with me.
Also, too, like women need, if you're a female and you think that's okay, again, you can't get mad when that dude
wants to go further.
You can't be mad at that thing. Stop, like, this is where
you
I say...
You can't be mad, but you should be able to say no.
And you can't be able to say no. If he also gets upset about that, that's really on you.
Yeah.
This is why if I was to ever have a daughter, me and Jamal are teaching her the game. We are like all this. You know what?
Yeah, she's got to know.
Let me say something real quick. Without being interrupted. Okay. Let me say something really quick. So, and I had this conversation.
Charles has the floor.
I had a conversation with Jamal the other day when we were smoking cigars. Like one thing about Chelsea, and Chelsea, don't laugh. Just understand. I'm giving you a small compliment. One thing about Chelsea and why I can be around her for, like, romantically for longer than, like, an hour versus most other women is because she is, like, logically, she understands that that's wrong. Whereas most women just are like, whoa, I didn't know that was wrong. What the fuck? I didn't know that was wrong. Like, to me, I like my mind, I'm an analytical thinker. So when you like logically or don't use your common sense, to me personally, like it makes my mind want to just blow the fuck up. So like when women sit there and be like, oh, well, kissing's okay. There's nothing wrong with kissing in a bar, a random stranger. Like this is just fine. Like in my head, I'm just like, the fuck, what are you fucking talking about? Why is that okay? When Michaela sits here and says, oh yeah, like, you know, men and women can like have as much sex as they want. Like there's no repercussions from that. Or when Jessica over here says, there's nothing wrong with a man dating a woman with a whole bunch of kids. Like, why should he not want to do that? There's nothing wrong with that. Like, to me, it's just common sense that this stuff is not right in the head. Sorry, I'm putting everything together right now. I don't understand that about women, to be honest. I don't understand like why certain things they just don't understand and why they logically can't put things together and make sense. Kissing is bad. Kissing random dudes in the bar is bad, ladies. Like, don't do that.
I'm not saying go out and kiss a bunch of guys. Like, kissing is step one. But you, like, the line, like, you don't... Kissing doesn't automatically lead to sex.
Yes, it does.
No,
it does. It doesn't automatically.
Like, a step. Like, you kiss someone because you're like, hey, I like you. I want to see, maybe let's see where this goes. But you're not like going out and kissing like five guys at the bar just to kiss five guys at the bar. You're
when
like,
you say,
I like you, but like, you know, let's kiss now and then maybe go on a date tomorrow.
No.
You are so wrong. With men.
No.
What? So kissing
women need to understand men.
Yes.
This is the real story. Is men have to do so much to understand women so we can date y'all. But like, you guys do nothing whatsoever to try to understand men, or you just ignore it. You just completely ignore whatever you think what men are, you know, okay with. What can happen if I do this? You should understand that if you're dating men,
and I have to say this because it's another common sense thing. Like, men have restraint. We know what no means. But if you're making out with a dude at the bar, it automatically means like, oh, she's into me. Let's see how far I can go. And that sounds bad when I just say it, you know.
But that's the mindset.
Yeah.
But
it's not like
she's giving you a handy under the table. Like,
why isn't
you
she?
You know women that do that at the bar.
I know.
So why are you giving that as an example?
Wait. Who are these women?
Because to me, if someone's giving you a hand job under the bar, that's a clear sign, hey, let's go have sex.
What if she says no after that?
What if she says no afterwards?
How is that worse than, like, kissing?
It's not.
Okay, first off, men and women aren't in the bar. Men and women are in the bar making the fuck out. They're not doing a whole bunch of They're not doing that. Sorry.
Do that again.
They're not doing that again.
Little innocent pecks.
Yeah, they're not doing that.
Their tongues are down their throats.
See, when I was dating guys, like, guys kind of, like, understood that. When I started dating women, it was Chelsea and I think, like, maybe two other girls that kind of just understood common sense things and logical things. And it was just like, you know, wow, like, I can hang around you longer than an hour.
That's why it's important to find somebody who checks. That's why it's important to find a woman that checks the boxes, that understands you on a level.
But I think that all men should get that. I think all women should be somewhat logical with having common sense. I think that should 100% be
men common sense and women common sense.
See, like, doesn't it never get a match?
Common sense, women's common
sense. But doesn't it go both ways? And, you know, you're asking women to understand you, but shouldn't you also understand women?
Yes, I put in work to understand women.
What do you think the game is?
Yeah, the game is you understanding women.
It was just what he was saying. Like, women should understand men.
You should understand women, and then you should understand the individual woman you're dating.
Agreed, yes.
You know what I mean? Like, because obviously they're not all the same, but you know what I mean? Like, base level, they're all the same. Learn who you're dating.
And adjust the game to that individual.
And yes, and if she is a nonsensical, non-common sense...
Get the fuck out of there.
You adjust to her level of delusion.
Yes, you adjust to her level of delusion.
Is she normal girl delusion and or a condom. Feminism delusion?
So Charles, I will say, I support you in this because I was talking to a guy... I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and he was asking my personal advice because he could tell I was going to give it to him straight, right? I'm not like a normal woman. I will, like, legit give it to you straight. And he goes, I was hanging out with this girl, and she stopped hanging out with me because I was too short, but she wouldn't tell me that, and her friend had to tell me that. And I said, okay, if she doesn't like you because you're short, even though you're 6 feet, screw her.
What?
Who cares?
How tall was she?
You don't want to play with that anyway.
That's a new one.
Like, really?
I will say this. I've never asked you.
Yeah, that's definitely a lie.
That's not short.
She was just
something else.
Unless she's also 6 foot herself.
Or she no, made his pee-pee she wasn't short.
How
no, they never even got to that point.
How tall was she?
Okay. Oh, I don't know. But he said, like, she wasn't that much shorter than him.
I've never asked you for advice, but in my head, I would think, like, you, Tamika, and... I thought there's someone else that would give me straight up advice. Yeah. You know what I mean? But most women kind of will... Tushy put away from the shit.
I pointed, but then I was like, maybe not.
Tushy foot.
Pussy foot.
Pussy's around the bush.
Said tushy put, by the way.
Tushy foot.
Just like specifically.
Next.
Jamal is my favorite. That guy is a complete character. Sometimes I don't even think he's real.
It's actually Charles doing a voice.
It's AI.
He gives the craziest advice that immediately throws in some good advice. I don't know. I'm just here for it. He tells everyone to travel. Like, what does that even mean?
Bora Bora.
Travel and do what? LOL. He once told a great woman to find the dude who's...
I'm here for your entertainment.
You need that comment framed.
That comment was probably the best comment of the night.
Because it's so true.
Crazy shit.
I kind of do want her to reread it just for my entertainment.
Maybe later.
Yeah, later.
All right, something Charles says that bothers me when it's brought up. Women can have sex with anybody, but men can't. If you're a relatively attractive guy, can't you have sex with any unattractive woman? Isn't that easy?
Ugly guys get laid all the time.
No, I don't think.
I feel like
she. Well, he's. I think I made a comment where that it's easy for like a girl who's maybe a four to get laid than a guy who's a four and get laid.
Yes.
Like a guy who's a four and get laid, he's not getting laid. But this person said like an attractive guy, and even an attractive guy, you still have to like put in like a lot of work. Like any one of these girls can go to a Gasworks right now and say, "Hey, do you want to sleep with me?" They might not find them attractive, but they'll still sleep with them. So it's just it's the luck of the puss. All right,
the luck of the puss.
Now he uses puss.
Next,
hey that needs guys, to be on a hoodie. Jackson again.
Oh no! Sorry,
Jackson.
Sorry, it's a trans dude.
Okay, Charles said you guys aren't starter kits learning to become a man. I heard the message loud and clear. I feel like that was great advice. I started finding men as well as mentors, and I'm doing much better. I've learned how to cold approach women, no dating apps. I've employed the two-ticket system on first and second dates.
The two-ticket system.
It works incredibly, so Charles, thanks for that.
What's a two-ticket system?
The split the bill, ask for two checks.
Ah, you guys brighten up my day, and even though you're a podcast, you guys help me further myself, whereas nobody else in my life was willing to do so. Please take a bow.
Aw, stand thanks. Up and bow. That's so nice.
Okay, so I was going to give you shit, Jackson, because you did, like, try to use the men on the podcast as your starter kit, but thank you for the nice comments.
Still, don't take our advice.
Yeah.
Terrible advice.
Unless right. It works.
Do you it's have more, less. Jessica?
I have two. They aren't on the podcast anymore, but they used to get upset about being linked to betas. Sorry, but a lot of the men that were on the podcast before were betas as fuck. They also used to say single mother knew how to turn their sons into men. Wasn't advice, just the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, we know who they're talking about. Let's move on.
The Man Up episode. I'll leave it at that.
What?
The Man Up episode. And I'll leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that. All right. I'm sorry, but every advice Charles has given about going on first dates has worked.
Oh.
I'm surprised.
I'm sorry, too.
You should write a book.
Never allow the woman to pick the first meeting area or date. It's probably second to speaking with the waitress before the date arrives. I got a story. I spoke with the waitress about splitting the check as the date was over. She brought us two checks. My date handed the receipt to me saying this was a date men pay. I laughed and said this was a bad date. We aren't never going to see each other again. I paid my bill and left. Charles has also taught me to speak up more for myself, know when to use an aggressive tone. I don't understand why it's okay for women to change, but men can't as well. These women aren't women from the 1950s. They aren't traditional, so you won't be treated as such. Damn, you kind of got...
Spitting fast.
Man, sounds like you're kind of like a therapist.
Wow.
He's got a point there,
baby. Also, like, good for you for telling that bitch it was a bad date.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She's like, that was. What? I'm just like.
They couldn't take some cojones.
The gall of her to be like, you need right? to pay. Like, fuck her.
You know what? You know what's funny?
Honestly, if it had been a good date, you probably would have been like, hey, let me pay for that.
Yeah.
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 You know
oh, absolutely.
Crazy? Like, women don't understand what men go through on dates, especially first dates.
Yeah.
First dates for men are like is like some mental gymnastics.
Oh, it's the worst.
Like a motherfucker. Like the second date, usually I make a first date good. I've only had one bad first date, but honestly, man, first dates for guys, man, you have to go through a
you have to do everything right.
Good on you, man. Everything. Good job.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
You're dating the wrong people.
We got the last one. What I've learned listening to your podcast is women are...
Weird? Women be weird?
Women's weird?
I don't want to read this shit.
The pause and the smile.
It's like, he doesn't want to say it, but he does agree with it.
Just go. You okay. already started.
Okay, what I've learned listening to your podcast is sometimes women are just evil creatures. They look for friends in the weirdest ways. They behave toxic in relationships as well. And don't even really know it. At least when a guy is toxic, he actually knows it. Women just go about their lives being toxic and nobody corrects them. you're right. I do a little bit agree with it. I do a little bit agree with it. I think. Well, I'm not gonna bring up. Ooh, look at that. Yeah. So.
LB cameo.
There's someone in the group that I don't want to bring them, but so I'm not gonna bring their name up. But I'm not saying they're toxic, but they remind me a little bit of this where they do and say crazy stuff and nobody kind of like checks them on it. No one really kind of like says, "Hey, don't say that or don't do that." Or
whatever. Is it me?
I was gonna say I'm sitting right here.
No. I
feel like you said
you've gotten way. I mean, Luke, listen, bro, I love you, bro. You've gotten way better. You've gotten way better.
See, that's progress.
Yeah, it's progress. Because before,
I wasn't that crazy, well, and I still do some crazy shit every now and then.
Yes.
I mean, she knows what I'm talking about.
I would take Luke 2024 versus Luke 2020.
Oh, I would take that every day.
I would definitely take Luke 2024, man. All right, guys. Thank you for your bad advice and the seemingly good advice.
Good advice.
Wait, do you guys think we got more bad than good?
Yes. Yeah, no, more good than bad.
More good than bad.
So we're making a difference.
Well, wait.
But people, still, don't take our advice.
Right.
People were still entertained. People are still entertained by our bad advice.
So listen,
Are you not entertained?
we're still on air, but I want to reread the Jamal comment. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay. It was amazing.
That comment was the best comment I've ever.
I feel like it's what the rest of us think when we start talking. It's finally like voiced out.
Jamal's my favorite. That guy is a complete character. Sometimes I don't even think he's real. He gives the craziest advice, then immediately throws in some good advice. I don't know. I'm just here for it. He tells everyone to travel. Like, what does that even mean? Travel and do what?
Just travel.
LOL.
It might be just the way that Jessica's saying it, too.
Yeah.
He once told the rape woman to find this dude who's a dom. I was like, whoa, what the fuck? After the initial shock, I just couldn't help but laugh.
Yeah. I might make that a t-shirt.
I like how so many people brought that specific. Like, why are you so wild
about
this?
Well, I mean, honestly, that was kind of that. I'm telling you.
I mean, that conversation lasted a long time,
too. Yeah, it did. All right, guys, thank you so much. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.